Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I go to Francis Rose to understand the federal government, all of it, especially the language of the federal government, the acronyms and the projects. I read from a recent report about the Pentagon. Once the Pentagon's top priority program to speed the use of artificial intelligence across the military, Project Maven is being transferred to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, according to senior intelligence community officials. I stopped there because Francis runs the Fed Scoop, Daily Scoop at the Fed Scoop Radio. And in that, his conversation with Rear Admiral Danelle Barrett, U.S. Navy retired, introduces again to Project Maven something that Francis and I have touched on over these last years. One more time, Francis, a very good evening to you. AI is hot, but my understanding is the government has regulations and requirements that are not that of the commercial world. Moving Project Maven to the Geospatial Intelligence Agency, what is the advantage? And you better tell us what the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is first. Good evening to you, Francis.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on the program. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is one of the many intelligence organizations across the department. It started out as a mapping organization 30, 40 years ago, I believe. And the point of it was to provide warfighters with any kind of geospatial intelligence that they needed in order to prosecute war. Now, when the agency stood up, a lot of that had to do with mapping and surveying and so on. We all have that on our phones now, and we don't need that to do that. So NGA has been in an interesting situation over the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years, where they're reinventing themselves as an intelligence agency for the modern era. One of the ways that they've done that is through artificial intelligence and the other cutting edge technologies, machine learning and so on, that the Defense Department needs. And they've assembled a tremendous amount of intelligence expertise at how to apply these technologies that, as you said, the commercial sector uses in a military or warfighting capacity and in an intelligence gathering capacity, because they're two different specialties. I think a lot of people think about them tied together. And so Danelle's point is, this is a logical kind of progression in the artificial intelligence evolution that the department's been undertaking. As you said in the news report that you cited, Project Maven originally was the big deal in artificial intelligence in the Pentagon. Now it's one of many, and it's not unimportant. It's tremendously important still to the department, but they're thinking about it differently, and AI is now sprinkled all throughout all of the services, all throughout the Pentagon as a whole. And it just, in the view of the department at least, it makes more sense now for Project Maven to live in an organization like NGA.
In the press reports, they mention warfighters. We've talked about the U.S. Army's ambition to connect warfighters in the field with all the data they need through artificial intelligence and through communications. Is Maven separate from that, duplicative of that? How to think of Maven as opposed to what the Army's doing for its fighters?
So it's a different, it's an element of that. And eventually, so the point of the artificial intelligence issues that the department is taking up is that it's going to all be connected together. And the Army program that you're referring to is Project Convergence. The Navy has one called Project Overmatch. The Air Force has one called the Advanced Battle Management System. And all three of those systems will all feed into something that you and I have discussed before called Joint All Domain Command and Control. JADC2 is the acronym for that, because everything in the Pentagon has to have an acronym. And what Project Maven does is provides supporting data and background for all of those. So give you an example. the department considers video to be a data. So you have a video of a truck, and Danelle portrays this to me in today's episode of the Daily Scoop podcast. You have a video of a truck, and there's a dog running in front of the truck. And Project Maven, through artificial intelligence, is focused on that video tagging capacity that AI can do. So it's going to recognize that truck and tag it. It's going to recognize that dog and tag it. And then it's going to be able to get down to the pixel level and determine, this is what a pixel in a dog looks like. This is what a pixel in a truck looks like. And so it's going to be able to go through just mountains of video data and tag that stuff too when those pixels look similar, at least to be able to call it out. If it's not able to determine definitively that is a dog or a truck, it's going to call people, a human's attention to the fact you should look at this and see if this is a dog or a truck. And obviously, there's not a lot of call in a military environment for looking at dogs and trucks, but there can be. And it may signify any number of different things. We saw when the special forces got bin Laden, one of the pieces of intelligence they used was just the kind of the mundane day-to-day activities that were going on outside the compound and the stuff that was unusual to be going on outside a day-to-day compound. So there's just all kinds of potential uses for this technology, John, that Maven will be able to provide. And then those other frameworks that I mentioned will get that data to the warfighter at the tip of the spear.
I mentioned Patrick Tucker at Defense One is reporting that the agency is undertaking a new program to help bring more on-the-ground mapping information to Eastern Europe. In other words, they're looking to participate in the combat in Ukraine. So we're looking at not years from now, not months from now, but real-time intelligence being provided. I'm presuming there are a number of filters here. I can't be sure. I'm just guessing.
No, you're exactly right. It's a good guess, John, because this is happening today. I mean, we Project Maven stood up because of the war in the Middle East, war in Iraq, and it was used there to provide intelligence to U.S. warfighters in the field. And so this is not science fiction. This could happen 10 years from now stuff. This is stuff that's happening now. And it doesn't surprise me to hear what Patrick's reporter is a great reporter. Wish he worked for FedScoop. But this is something that these organizations are doing. And it's not just the United States. The challenge is that we know that to the extent they're able to execute based on what we're seeing in Ukraine, Russia has AI capability. And we know for a fact that China certainly does.
And as Project Maven now moves to the geospatial agency, moves all of this, does that mean that there are more projects coming? That what we're looking at here, as you said, is AI is now part of the matrix. I need to understand that because the acronyms can lose me. Are we the big concept is AI, but is that now a little concept and something else is coming along, Francis?
It's hard to say. I mean, that's probably a question for somebody that's more of a technology expert than I am. But I know that this artificial intelligence is a huge bet for the department. And I haven't identified anybody so far inside or outside the building that thinks that we've done anything except scratch the surface of the potential that AI has for warfighting. It's the reason that Bob Work stood up the third offset. Five, six, 8 years ago, I guess now, because he knew the same. And I think Vladimir Putin has said it. Whoever wins artificial intelligence will win the next war.
And Rear Admiral Danielle Barrett, who was very helpful, also, I think, pointed to the fact that there have to be careful provisions made because we don't want private information being passed around. Is that correct? They're thinking about that now because civilians can easily be caught up in this in a negative fashion.
So that's one issue. Yes, that's one security issue that is different for the Defense Department than the private sector. The other is what you ultimately how high a level do you allow the algorithm to actually make the decision? And to this point, the Defense Department has said that's going to be at the point of actually pressing the button to put ordnance on target. That's always going to have to be a human.
Right.
But that's just the United States. There are no treaties or anything like that that specify that some other country couldn't make a different decision.
Francis Rose, he is the host of the Daily Scoop podcast. You can listen to Admiral Danielle Barrett, United States Navy, retired right now, discuss Project Maven. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one-size-fits-all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.